Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Guys, I'm really starting to get nervous about my pants.
You're not going to find your pants, Austin. You're not going to find them.
We posted it to the very first thing this morning. We've been, the last few days, we've been talking about the fact that I lost my pants.
Pants watch.
Not just one pair, three pairs.
Three pairs of pants and one light hoodie. And I cannot find them anywhere. And we've looked all over the house. I looked in my car yesterday. I'm starting to believe I maybe left them in Detroit.
Left them in Detroit.
Well, my wife commented on the video that we posted to Instagram, to our Instagram stories, talking about it. And she commented at US 99 Morning. She goes, "You left them in Detroit." And I'm like, okay, we don't know that for sure. I'm going to call the hotel today. Ooh, should we call the hotel live on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Should we?
Oh, wow.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
And they may be waiting. They may be like, somebody left them. They're in a lost and found, and then they can ship your pants.
Okay. Mel made this joke on the air today.
A little too much.
She cackled for hours. She goes, "Do they need to ship your pants?"
They need to ship your pants.
Like we're in an old Kmart ad or something.
It's like the first person that invented the joke, "Hey, why don't you spell I-cup? I-cup? Yeah, spell it. I-C-U-P.
Oh, do you?"
This is way better than that.
Yeah.
This is ship your pants.
The 500th time in the span of 2 hours is a little much.
You guys aren't laughing at shipped pants?
You're going to like come in like a week and be like, "Man, my shipped pants joke hasn't landed in a little bit." I got it. "Hey, guys, I just ordered some stuff from Old Navy. Can you guess what?" "I don't know. A new shirt?" "Yeah. And what else?" "A dress?" "No. Clothes." "All right. Pants?" "Yeah. And guess how I'm having them delivered?" "I don't know, Mel. How?" "They're getting shipped. They're shipped pants, get it?"
All right, guys, keep it down. I'm about to call the...
"Thank you for calling the..."
Sounds very fancy.
"We're luxurious Godfrey. A stunning...
Thank you for calling the...
grand ballroom and Detroit's largest indoor-outdoor rooftop lounge await you."
They have an indoor-outdoor rooftop lounge?
Yeah, really
for
nice.
New room reservations, press 2.
My.
For sales and events,
listen to her
press
voice.
3. For IO rooftop lounge, press 4.
She sounds hot.
She should be in radio.
Restaurant. Press 5.
Doesn't she sound really
for
pretty?
For all other needs, please remain on the line.
Mel, don't you do voiceover work like that?
Yeah, but it's message on hold. It's for banks.
My auto body shop.
You did?
Yeah, I don't know. If you wanted me to change it up and do it. It was like 10 years ago now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I do like the, for checking, press 1. For savings,
oh my gosh.
Press 2.
That sounds like you.
Yeah.
If you need a customer service representative, press 0.
Oh my gosh, I think I talked to you when I called Xfinity.
The person at extension 5 is unavailable.
What?
Leave your message after the tone. Yeah. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Hi, my name is Austin Huff. I stayed at your hotel just a couple of weekends ago, and I believe I may have left some items in my room, and I wanted to check and make sure to see if anyone has found them. It is like 3 pairs of pants that may be in a laundry bag. So if you could, just give me a call back. My phone number is, again, if you could just give me a call back, and I would love to speak with someone at the hotel about this. Thank you so much. Why did no one at the hotel pick up?
Because they're all wearing your pants.
Shouldn't? Okay. Oh my gosh. What did they? They're like, guys, Austin's calling.
The pants man.
Take the pants off. Take the pants off.
Take your pants off.
Oh my gosh. Well, there's only one way to find out. You left your message. You're just going to have to wait to see when they call you back. Maybe they are in a lost and found.
The worst part is it's my 3 most in rotation pants that I own.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because you were wearing a pair of pants yesterday, I think it was. Uh-huh. And
it's not my normal. In my normal rotation.
But they were really tight on you.
Wait, yesterday?
Yesterday or day before.
Oh, you mean last night at Riley Green?
No. Wasn't it Riley Green? You were here at work and your pants were so tight. Like you don't usually wear pants like that. And I was like, why are his thought in my head.
Really?
I'm like, why are
you checking out my ass, Mel?
No. Mel? I saw you from did, the side.
On AI versus Austin today, you did pick me as the person you wanted to kiss.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't say that. It was AI versus Austin mm-hmm. on who can make it sound like the most romantic kiss. It doesn't mean I want one.
But you said, I think the first one was, I would
more
rather
detailed.
Kiss the first one.
It's a detailed.
You said, I would rather kiss the first one.
I didn't
and it
say
ended
that.
Up being me, I which didn't. Is weird. You're lucky my wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
My father-in-law does, so you'll have to take it up
to
with him.
A word he says. That's so not true. Mm. And I was not looking at your butt. I saw you from the side. Your pants were so tight.
Damn,
was that intentional?
She was checking out my
I was.
Ass.
I wasn't.
Oh my gosh, Melly.
Melly.
He's married.
Not.
She's begging you, please don't take my man.
Why do you wear those pants tight on purpose?
The pants I wore yesterday were not tight.
Was it the day before?
Were they joggers?
Yeah. But they were like almost skin tight.
Actually, now that I think about it, I don't know where my other pair of joggers are. Oh my gosh. Am I missing 2 pairs of joggers? I might be missing 4 pants.
Oh my goodness. But you didn't answer my question.
What?
So politics right now.
What?
Nobody ever wants to answer any questions.
It's true.
It is so true. Do you wear your joggers tight on purpose?
I mean, joggers are tight to begin with.
Well, that's super tight. They're usually like, a little bit.
They're tighter than like regular pants.
But these were like,
are you talking about
borderline
like,
skin tight?
Like in my crotchal region?
No, down your legs. The legs were tight.
I'm trying to think what pants. Oh, wait. Oh, were these my black? Did they have a little bit of white on them on the sides?
I don't remember. They were black, but almost gray.
Guys, I don't want to interrupt this riveting conversation.
He just won't answer the question. I want him to know that he wears crap.
I just want to know why she's looking at my crotchal region.
Why? She's
like,
not.
Your package
Can we
was.
Stop with the pants talk for a little bit. I'm falling
what do you
asleep.
Want to talk about?
Well, I don't know.
It would have been more interesting had he just answered whether he wore tight pants on purpose.
I don't think
or not.
I did. I don't know a pair of pants that I own that are tight, other than the jeans that I wore last night. I will admit, the jeans I wore last night were tighter than.
Yes,
and that's because I can't find my regular jeans.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You guys remember when we looked across the way and we just saw two people
going at it?
Going at it.
Yes, I do remember that. That was wild times.
We live across from an apartment complex.
And it always happens like during the show, like while we're trying to like focus and like, you know.
Morning lovers. Ew, I hate that word.
You said it. It's like being like, moist. Ugh, I hate that I just said that.
Yeah.
But that day, that
panties.
You,
oh, gross. I don't who like that says word. That word?
But anyway, back to the panties.
Guys can stop. You guys can't say that. So,
I say panties to Kennedy.
Ew.
That's what I call them.
That's weird.
So why don't you call them underwear? So weird.
Why don't you call them underwear?
Call that.
Because they're girly panties. They're girly underwear.
Just say girly underwear.
Do not. Austin.
Or just call it underwear.
Differentiate.
Call them her bottoms or something.
Her bottoms? Time to put your bottoms on?
Undies. Undies.
Undies. I'll approve undies more than panties.
I can't even believe you admitted that. You're going to get a slew of emails.
Am I going to get canceled for saying panties?
I hope so.
It's not that gross of a word.
Yeah, it is. And it's even worse.
I think it's only women that have a problem with that word.
I don't like it.
Take that.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's only women that have a problem.
Wow. What? How progressive of you.
Remember when that couple was going at it?
Yeah. No, that was the day Mel was out.
I wasn't here.
You weren't here that day?
Remember, that was the day she threw up in studio and had to leave.
Mel!
That was the most exciting day.
Maybe she saw them first and that's why she threw up.
Or maybe she went to go knock on the door.
Like, hey, not a bad idea.
I do wonder if that was the same people, because I did see that before, like a year ago, prior to that. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That there was another.
But that was just naked person. That was just naked. They weren't having sex, right?
Oh, maybe it wasn't.
They weren't bowling. Sorry.
God.
Oh,
they
I think
were,
you're right. I
most people were bowling multiple positions.
Ew.
Kyle watched like 10 minutes before he pointed it out. I was
like
wondering
porn.
Why he wasn't focusing
on
the show.
No, I like a movie about a kid who gets addicted to porn. There's a big difference.
Have we ever brought that up on this podcast?
I think we have.
It's a Lifetime original movie that Kyle is obsessed with, and it's
called Cyber Seduction.
And it's about porn.
Loves
porn.
No. It's about a kid who gets addicted to porn and all the troubles that come with it. Like you lose your all-state swimming abilities.
He knows this movie inside and out.
He
has watched it with his brothers like multiple times.
It is the funniest.
They own the screenplay to it. They found the screenplay online and bought it.
I know.
I did, or just downloaded it and then printed it off, which is still funny to me. It is the funniest movie I've ever seen. Nobody can make a funnier movie.
It's almost worse that you downloaded it and printed it off on your own paper instead of just buying it.
Like, that's
it
what my brother did for me. Oh, so you're calling my brother inconsiderate for making my dreams come true.
Yes. Is that Sean or?
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But whatever Justin was watching on his computer in the films was not what we were watching across the way.
Yeah, Kyle's not addicted to porn. He's addicted to movies about guys who are addicted to porn.
It's a very tough life I live. There's no support groups for it. Nobody even wants to talk about the film online. So you know that's how the film probably isn't as popular as it needs to be, is if like you search the film and nobody is talking about it.
Yeah.
And that's online where they talk about everything.
And yeah, he's addicted to
porn,
being a voyeur of people going at it.
Clearly.
I mean, I'm mad that we saw it once on a really busy day.
How funny would it have been if we were like, oh, wait. Oh, man. Wait, they're getting dressed real quick. Oh, they're going to the door. Who's at the door? And we just, is that Melissa?
No, wait. I thought you meant Kyle.
Why is Melissa there?
Wait a minute. Is that why she threw up and left the show early?
I thought she was kind of faking it. That's wild.
Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
Melissa, why are you taking your jacket off?
Come on. Out of here. You guys are twisted. You're weird.
Well, it's like it's both time now for the date at 8.
The date at 8.
Brought to you by Affinity Whole Health.
Oh my gosh.
Affinity Whole Health.
Get out of here.
Whole Health.
What
H-O-L-E?
About like crazy movies? I didn't like the second, and maybe there was a third I didn't love, but it was so bad. It was funny.
Flintstones, Viva Rock Vegas. No. It wasn't that great.
Sharknado.
Oh, wow. There's actually 6 of those movies.
There's 6? The first one was amazing.
Never seen one.
What? Wait. Okay, first of all, amazing though.
Oh my God. It was so interesting to watch because it was so like cheesy, you know, intentionally cheesy.
Well,
and it was so good.
If you like 6 movies that maybe weren't meant to be popular, might I tell you about this little movie called Cyber Seduction?
Okay, no, Kyle.
Let me explain. No. It's a different movie than what you're thinking.
Let's talk about Sharknado.
So the kid is if you like sharks, then you probably like the water. And Justin lives in the water. All state swimmer. And he has a girlfriend. Everything's going great for him.
You know what I'm calling this? I'm using the title for Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. Okay.
That's what Justin's parents were saying when they found out he was downloading and showing his brother the porn.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to go through the names of the Sharknado film franchise. First one, 2013, just Sharknado, right?
Yeah, right.
We're like, oh, that's a crazy concept for a movie. And then they decide to make a second one. And you know what they called it?
Part 2?
Sharknado 2, the second one.
The second one. That's
that is good.
The second one.
Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
It's so good.
Sharknado, the fourth Awakens.
I love it. These are so good.
Sharknado 5, Global Swarming.
Come on, guys. This is pretty good. This is like right up your alley.
Greta Thunberg's in that one. How dare you?
How dare you? Sharknado, how dare you?
The last Sharknado, It's About Time. And that was the 6th one. And
okay.
I guess that was the final one. Oh. There are spinoff films. Lavalantua. Lavalantua. Just imagine that. It's like, so what are you, a tarantula that's made of lava?
Or a lava?
And does he come out of the volcano?
Or maybe it's a lava lamp that is giant and it leaks and like eats people up.
Actually, I'll tell you what it's about. It's about fire-spitting tarantulas causing havoc over Los Angeles.
Oh.
Starring some of the cast from Police Academy.
Oh my God, it can't get any better.
This sounds
better.
Like a Mad Lib. Beep, boop,
boop, boop, boop. That's the only guy I know from Police Academy. Him and Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg. It features an appearance by Ian Ziering as Finn Shepard, tying the film into the Sharknado universe.
Ah.
The next one is Two Lava, Two Lantua.
Okay. This is so good.
And then 2025 Armageddon. It's a crossover film released to celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Asylum, and features an alien race using Sharknado alongside other films from The Asylum as the basis for the monster sent to attack Earth.
I say we have movie marathon night together and watch it.
Definitely. I will do that if you guys start with the movie Cyber Seduction. That's the only way I'm gonna come.
There are two... What?
Gross.
That's the only way Justin does. I'm not going to spoil the movie. Keep going.
There's only two actors that are in all Sharknado movies. Ian Ziering and...
Tara Reid?
Yes! Mel, well done. Well done. Mel literally does love the Sharknado movies. We like Mel is so funny because we'll give her like actual movies like, hey, you need to watch the movie. Such a good movie. Like Nocturnal Animals, Tom Ford movie. Love that movie. I told Mel, you need to watch it. She goes, okay, I'll add it to my list. That was in 2021. Mel still hasn't seen Nocturnal Animals, but she's seen all six of the Sharknado films probably multiple times over.
I have seen Sharknado 1-3 times.
Unbelievable.
Three times?
Yeah. It was either in 2 or 3 that Tara Reid got her hand bit off and she had a stub. I was like, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, Mel's seen Sharknado 3 times because whenever they said, Melissa, are you done watching Sharknado? She goes, oh, hell no.
Oh, my gosh. They're just so good. And it has a cult following, you know?
Yeah, you're the cult.
Well, I'm not alone.
They're like, let me look up the TV ratings for these movies. Oh, in 2013, it got 1 viewer.
And from, she lives in Riverside?
Yeah,
that's not
Riverside,
true. She was watching with Porter. That was 2 viewers.
Wait a minute. Oh, sorry. 1 household. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's other media, too. Sharknado, the video game. I can't imagine that game is any good with any good graphics. There's books. How to Survive a Sharknado.
Cool.
Mel, did you write? Is this fan fiction that you wrote?
Did you know
you
I found out a Sharknado is real? So if like a hurricane is over the ocean comes in, it can throw in sharks and fish and stuff. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, there's
so it
like
is
a,
real.
Huh?
It is real.
I think. I mean, there's a lot of fake news out there, but that's what I heard.
That's what I heard. Where did you hear it?
I'm never going to claim it because, I mean, I don't have the info right in front of me. But, hey, that's what I heard. I'm just saying.
That's Melissa's news network. Let me just tell you. She opens up starts talking, and then we say, really? Look, and then you go, I just read it down.
I'm so anti 24-hour news networks. I'm so out on all of them, you know, no matter which one it is. I don't care. 24-hour news does not need to be on 24 hours a day because there's just... There's not enough news to fill that those time slots.
The news sucks right now anyway.
Well, and the news sucks. That plays into it. However, if there was an MNN, a Melissa News Network, I would tune in every single day of the week. Sorry, WGN, we always have you on in studio, but you're out if an MNN launches and it's just Melissa behind a desk being like, did you guys know that eating too much celery can give you warts? That's just what I heard. Just what I heard.
It's interesting, right?
Breaking news.
But you know what it makes you think?
Breaking news. Porter's teacher, Mrs. Helena, she's in a biker gang. That's just what I heard.
Where'd you hear that from? Some parents that were upset with her.
Yeah, that's just what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Unbiased sources.
I'd be like, don't kill the messenger. Look it up yourself.
Yeah. Do your own research, people. Okay? We did not do the research, so you should.
We should start like a third thing here, like a station where it's like, hey, this is what we heard. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
But this is what we heard.
Oh, my gosh. We could do that with like country music gossip.
That's such a bad idea.
Lainey Wilson and Duck Hodges broke up. He's now with Luke Combs.
We is will it true? Get I don't in know. Trouble so quickly.
Yeah, we would. But that's just what we heard.
See, I love it. Let's do it. Let's not listen to what Kyle says.
Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah, no.
He poo-poos everything.
Hey, why don't you quit saying, oh, hell no to our things and start saying, oh, hell yes, Sharknado 3.
A little positivity. Let's get the positivity coach back on.
Unfortunately, because one time I did that on radio and I got a talking to from our boss to not do it.
What?
I like said something like, you know, Luke Bryan's dating a Dixie chick? Just kidding, but it would make sense for this tease because we're going into a Luke Bryan song. I did that, and she goes, don't ever do that. That's not true. People listen to our station for, and they want truth. So.
Well, you said that it wasn't true, though. You said it was a joke.
Yeah. So you guys are just going to spread false news.
Yeah.
On purpose.
That's the joke.
That's just what we heard, though. That's just what we heard. You can't get mad at us.
It's not false news. It's just what we heard.
Yeah, yeah. You can't get mad at us. You get mad at who we heard it from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm all in. MNN.
What are you guys more all in on, that idea or the idea where you wanted people just to call in and give you guys topics so you didn't have to think about that?
Kyle ruse that day.
I'm still on board with that.
Kyle,
one of your worst ideas I've ever heard, and you guys got a lot of
Mel
great ideas.
Mel and I were coming up with the topics for the week, of what we're going to hit on, and we had an open slot on Friday, and we said, you know what? It's a Friday, and we love Fridays. Like, we love Fridays. It's a totally different vibe of a show on our Fridays. We said, why don't we do this? Like, and we were like going so meta with it. What if we just meta. Like, you know, like all every day we come up with all of these topics to talk about and for you to call in about. Why don't we flip the script here? Why don't you come up with the topic? Give us a call. 312-946-4995.
This is why I think it works. Even though Kyle hated the idea.
I kind of hate it now because I saw from Kyle's viewpoint, but go on.
Interviewers, a lot of them, if they're going to have a celebrity on, they will put out, I have some questions, but do you have some questions? Send in what your questions are, right? For
not
like a country
singer.
Yeah, not good interviewers.
That's not a good
tactic. Those are always lazy interviewers.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
I think it's getting...
It's crowdsourcing, but it's also... Yeah. But it's you not doing your job.
Well, mm-hmm. I think as long as you have questions and you have the ones that you like, it never hurts to try
to
get...
Did you guys have topics?
The way Kyle flipped me on this, and it was the easiest way. It was the quickest I've ever flipped. Because like sometimes if Kyle pushes back, I'm always like... I try and push back and let him, you know, like see where we're coming from. But instantly he made me flip because he goes, that's like sports talk radio when they just open up phone lines. And having worked in sports talk radio for so long, that was my biggest pet peeve, was when hosts would be like, oh, the Cubs won last night. We're going to open up the phone lines, get your reaction. It's like, what?
Has it ever made for good radio?
No. Well, I mean, you can get a good caller, but 90% of the time I'd say no. It's boring.
I
people
to go
asking
95% of the time.
Probably
honestly.
95, yeah. And it's boring people asking boring questions, and they're not contributing, they're not adding anything to the show. They're literally just like, and the takes are always so bad. They're not like call screeners in sports talk radio should be better, but also hosts should be better and not opening up phone lines because that's lazy. If your name is on the show, and I'm talking sports talk only, not necessarily our show, but if your name is on the show, people are tuning in to hear your opinion. They don't want to hear Greg and Itasca's, you know, literal.
See, I kind of do if they have a different perspective. They can wean through calls and find somebody who's got an interesting
take
on
things. But most of the time they don't, though. That's like ideal. Yes. Ideally, yes, you're right, Mel. But that very rarely happens. Very rarely.
So you're saying planning is everything.
Yeah. Well, I think sports talk radio hosts should come prepared with like takes that they took from the game and deliver their take. And if people want to call in to react to those, sure.
Okay.
But don't
transfer that thought into morning show.
Free talk Friday.
Yeah. Transfer the thought about.
Well, so Free Talk Friday, it was basically like us being like, we couldn't come up with anything. So we want you to come up with something. And then I was like, dang, that's my biggest pep, even sports talk radio, us doing it on our station.
And sometimes I like giving other people their own voice. That's all.
That's fair. And that, again, in a perfect world, I think that would be ideal. But we don't live in a perfect world. That's just what I heard.
I read that somewhere.
Yeah, that's just what I heard. I don't know. I was talking to my friend Trish, and that's what she heard.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.